Underneath your feet stand some of the most important wartime rooms in the country, the Churchill War Rooms. This was the underground bunker where Winston Churchill led the British forces throughout the Second World War. Rooms underneath the Treasury building here began to be constructed in 1938 and were completed and operational by 1939, just in time for the start of the Second World War. The bunker was fully operational until August 1945 and contains the Cabinet Room, a large room with seats reserved for the heads of various branches of the armed forces as well as government ministers. On first being shown this room, Churchill is quoted as saying, "This is the room from which I will direct the war." And direct the war, he certainly did. Today the war rooms are somewhat of a time capsule, the rooms down here being frozen in the time the Second World War was coming to an end. Also attached to the rooms is the Churchill Museum, a wonderful museum showcasing unique pieces and belongings of the Churchills, charting Winston's entire life's work. Interesting items inside include a custom-made pair of velvet overalls for him to wear when he was spending the night underground, the original door to number 10 Downing Street that he had replaced when he moved in, and even the flag that draped his coffin during his funeral. For anybody with a keen passing interest in military history or Winston Churchill, the war rooms are an absolute must-see. With the war rooms to your left, walk forward until you get to the end of the street. Cross over, take a slight left, then take the immediate right down Story's Gate. Continue here until you get to the steps on the left that take you into a small grassy area. If you can't get onto the grass, as sometimes it's blocked off, just simply stand in front, just opposite Westminster Abbey.